Members of the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union, NAHALWU, went on strike today at the National Health Laboratory Service, which is situated in Gauteng, but they do tests for all nine provinces. There has been agreement on a salary package, but there has been no agreement on some of the other issues around danger pay and the like. And the National Health Laboratory Service is tasked with providing diagnostic pathology services, blood tests and the like. And that means that there might be delays in tests for HIV/AIDS, for malaria, for cancer, for multi-drug-resistant TB. Dr. Noma French Mbombo is the MEC for Health in the Western Cape. Doctor, good afternoon. Thanks very much for your time.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much for the time.
What is likely to be the impact on our province, and how are you planning to mitigate that?
As you have alluded to, that this is a national function where they all help all the provinces in terms of dealing with this issue. And therefore, it will definitely have an impact on us. Hence, we kept on trying to explore, just like with the blood bank services, where at least we could have some of the provincial functioning or to be able to make use of the private, especially in these times like these. Of course, yes, it will have an impact, definitely.
Are there sufficient? Is there sufficient capacity within the private labs in the province to pick up the work that could have been and should have been done by the National Health Laboratory Service?
We've got quite a lot of private, through the private hospitals, for example, where there are labs that are attached to it. But for now, we are not necessarily under pressure, probably maybe within 2-3 days or so, depending on what type of samples that are required.
So I would imagine that in the public health system, literally hundreds of samples are being drawn daily from tens of thousands of patients and needing to be tested for all sorts of things. I mean, it's
for emergencies, yes, for emergencies, like for example, for the blood grouping in the cases of where there's an emergency and the person's blood type is unknown. Yes, there will always be such.
So in an emergency, you will send the sample to a private laboratory to be tested. If there is no urgent need for a result from a blood test, you'll wait and hope that the strike at the NHLS will be resolved quickly.
Unfortunately, that's going to be that kind of a situation. But in most instances, most of the blood that are being drawn, they're not necessarily are urgent, because sometimes they where you'll be given an appointment date where you'll come again for the results. But in the central hospital, for example, the Gauteng and other hospitals where they're dealing with the emergencies and the specialists in most instances or in the emergency care, they need to start an intervention, and if it's based on the blood type. But in most instances, it's not about that. There won't be any intervention if it's about to stabilize the patient. It's usually about the continuation.
Yeah, but in an emergency, you send the sample to a private laboratory to test it, to get tested. Is that correct?
If it's urgent.
Okay, and who pays for that? Do they give you a government rate, or does this potentially add unexpected expenditure to the Western Cape health budget?
We haven't been able to peruse that aspect because, as I'm saying now, that we don't have much of the emergency because they've just initiated a strike. So we haven't identified any in terms of perusing, in terms of that intervention.
Okay. The head of the NHLS, I heard him on the radio earlier today saying that part of their problem is that some of the provinces are simply not paying their bills. He said KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng between them owed the National Health Laboratory Service over 5 billion rand. Are we in good standing, we in the Western Province, in good standing in terms of paying our bills to the laboratory service?
The good guys are always the ones that end up being penalized because of throughout. We are the ones who have been paying throughout. Although sometimes you'll find that there is no agreement where you find that we will have said we have paid and we have got no debt, and then they'll come back with that you still owe us so much. But we always make the point that we pay. It's true that in other provinces like KZN and also the Gauteng, but there have also been some disputes between, for example, Gauteng and the lab services, where now they have to find out where this blood is coming from. And I'm aware that there have been some accusations that some private doctors who also work in the in their hospitals, that they ended up double dipping, using their private patients' blood to make use of the government. But I don't know in terms of how far the truth is.
Thank you very much, Dr. Noma French Mbombo, the MEC for Health. They're not expecting much of an impact, although some impact seems likely.